With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At least two people are dead after a National Guard helicopter crashed in Texas near the Mexico border, about 15 miles east of Rio Grande City. Officials say two are dead. At least four are critically injured. So far, the cause of the crash is unknown. The Senate passes a $460 billion spending package to avoid a government shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell promised last month the Senate would not allow a shutdown. A win for the Biden administration in the courts.
A federal judge has upheld the use of an immigration program that allows up to 30,000 migrants from four countries into the U.S. per month. The ruling Friday came in response to a lawsuit from Republican-leaning states that argued the humanitarian parole program created a shadow immigration system. They also said the Biden administration program economically burdened states receiving migrants with rising costs of health care, education, and public safety. Advocates for the federal government countered that migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela who were admitted through the policy helped the U.S. farm labor shortage and reduced the number of people immigrating illegally. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, lawmakers in at least seven states are taking big legislative swings to regulate bias and artificial intelligence.
As AI has quietly spread through everyday life, filtering job resumes, rental apartment and home loan applications, studies and lawsuits have found they can discriminate based on race, gender, or more. In the absence of federal regulation, the state bills would require transparency from companies that use AI to make consequential decisions for Americans. They include how AI figures into the determinations and the risk of discrimination in its assessments.
Much of the AI bias to this point has been anti-white bias. This is SRN News. A North Carolina pastor is getting a second chance to go to Congress.
The Reverend Mark Harris this week won the Republican nomination for a U.S. House seat in North Carolina. His victory comes after a 2018 absentee ballot scandal. 6 years ago, Harris received the most votes in his election, but agreed with state officials to hold a new race after his political operative collected blank and partially filled absentee ballots and turned them in as votes for him. Harris was not accused of any wrongdoing. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Former Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is coming out with a book this spring that chronicles God's faithfulness in his political career. Morrison says his book is not about what he accomplished, but how God sustained and encouraged him in good times and bad. The book's title, Plans for Your Good, is taken from a scripture passage in Jeremiah 29. The book's foreword is written by former Vice President Mike Pence. This is SRN News. A total solar eclipse will occur on Monday, April 8th, and scientists will be watching zoos to see how animals react.
Several zoos along the path will be monitoring changes in behavior when the skies dim next month. In the past,
the flamingos all gathered around their chicks.
Adam Hartstone Rose at North Carolina State University is leading the team. There was a Komodo dragon.
They're a little bit scary, but they don't do anything.
But when the eclipse started,
just in those couple minutes during the eclipse, it started running around and had a reaction.
For this eclipse, some but not all of these animals will be observed.
We're going to look at a different group of gorillas and see if they behave the same way as previously.
One researcher says eclipses mimic short, fast-moving storms. When skies darken, many animals take shelter. I'm Ed Donahue.
They previously detected other strange animal behaviors back in 2017. More details at srnnews.com.